Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hi. I had a conversation earlier today with one of your representatives saying that I have an appointment for this Thursday, the 26th. But then I got an email from Best Buy saying that it's in sometime in June. So I'm confused as to why the person told me the 26th, meaning like this Thursday. But then I got an email saying it was sometime further out in June. I'm confused.
I can check and see for you. Did you have your order number?
Could I give you my phone number?
Yeah, what's the telephone number on the order?
Yep, 516-242-5690.
Thank you, sir. I'm about to place you on a brief hold while it searches, okay?
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to confirm it's for this Thursday, and the email was a mistake. So, all right.
Yeah, hopefully I can confirm that for you. And I'll give you a better update when I pull up your account.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Good.
Clinical history, colon status, post bronchoscopy. New paragraph, study colon, portable frontal view of the chest. New paragraph, findings colon. ET tube projects 4 centimeters above the carina period. Central venous catheter tube projects over the SVC period. Or gastric tube courses below the hemidiaphragm period. There is a small left total effusion period. The right lung is clear period. New paragraph from Prussian Gold paragraph. Improved aeration of the left lung compared to previous x-ray dated 5/21/2022.
And verify your email address.
Yep. It's jeffkobak@yahoo.com.
And your name and address?
Last name's Kobak, K-O-B-A-K, first name Jeffrey. The address is 33 Sunrise Terrace, LaGrangeville, New York.
All right. I see a gas dryer, a washer, stackable. Was this the order you were referring to?
Yes, it was for installation because it was installed improperly.
The notes on here shows this order was just created today, and it's scheduled for June the 9th. You say you was told otherwise?
Oh. Yeah, I was told Thursday the 26th, literally no less than an hour ago.
Now, I could check and see.
Woman. She was very... Yeah, can you talk to the person that I actually spoke to on the phone? Because she made me write it down. She said, this Thursday, the 26th, 100%.
Now, I can check and see if there's any other orders. I did see a host of orders with your information.
Yeah, and then they called my wife and left a message with her and told her the exact same thing.
I'm going to go to your order that I've seen before this current one. Hold on.
Yeah, because this woman at this phone number called me back to confirm the appointment for this Thursday morning. Then I got an email about June 9th. Like, we never discussed that.
Yeah, that's a different order. I do see another order for you. I'm just reviewing the notes on here.
Yep.
To see what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I literally, no less than an hour ago, I got a phone call back from this exact number saying you're confirmed. For this Thursday, the 26th, sometime in the a.m., they will call you to update the window. And I said, okay. She then called my wife and gave her the exact same message. Then I got an email from Best Buy with a totally different date.
So, yeah, it appears Best Buy tried to do something else. Now, this is what is called a service call. So a service call was created today so they could come back out. It says the unit is giving off multi-error codes.
That is correct.
So, yep. So, this is scheduled for the 26th. It appears
the 26th of Thursday.
Yep, that's right. It appears the store created another order just in case.
Okay, so we're good for this Thursday, as in like 4 days from today.
The 26th. Yep.
Okay, so we're good. So, that thing from Best Buy was like a backup plan type of thing?
Yep, it appears they created another order.
Just in case.
Yeah. I'm about to review your others, too. I've seen you had another. Hold on.
We've had nothing but issues. They've come out to try and install this thing correctly so many times, and every time there's a problem. they can't do it, they don't have the right material, they don't have the right tools, I didn't pay for this, they weren't paid for that. I mean, literally like half a dozen excuses every time. Then they finally hooked it up and now it's not working. They didn't, you know, it's like they just turned it on, they turned the power on, it powered up and they said, okay, and then they ran out of the house.
Wow. I'm sorry about these issues.
Then we turn it on the following morning, and my wife goes to put some towels in the dryer, and there's all these error messages lighting up saying there's a problem with the venting. So I think the installers did something wrong. It's not adding up. It's a brand new house. There's nothing wrong with the venting to the outside. It's definitely a problem with the way that they hooked it up.
Yeah, it was a note saying, client said the team had a hard time and feels the venting pipe in his crush.
That's correct. They were like trying to force it back against the wall and it wouldn't go and they kept pushing and then finally it went. Well, lo and behold, I wonder why it went, because you crushed the piping.
Yeah, they will come out and repair this. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, but that was notated as well.
Not your fault at all. I just wanted to confirm that it's for this Thursday.
Absolutely. And I could give you a reference number for this order.
Yes, thank you. That'd be great.
And this number is 07, A as in apple, 4, E as in elephant, 5, E as in elephant, B as in boy.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll see you Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. And I'll note that we talked. Was there anything else we could help you with?
Nope. That's it. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
And you're welcome, Jeff. And thanks for calling XPO2.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
And goodbye.